It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. The phones are loaded. If you're on hold, be patient. We will get to you. Don't forget, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features on the site are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the calls. Let's go to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind, Jeremy?
Oh, hey, I just want to let you guys know, a couple of commercial breaks ago, somebody punched through the signal that I was getting, and I got some guy talking about 50 federal agents surrounding the area.
Right, you're listening
on. Information out there.
You're listening online.
Yeah, I'm listening online.
Right, right. Nobody punched through. What happened was there's a service here for free staters here in New Hampshire called Porcupine 411, mm-hmm. where an individual can dial a phone number and leave a message. And what you know, if something's happening,
right,
for instance,
I'm familiar with it.
And then the message goes out to whoever subscribes to the list. I'm one of those people. Someone said that a message had gone out talking about the Ed Brown household, possibly there being a raid. So that was actually me here in the studio playing that message on my soundboard, which inevitably goes out to the internet stream. So sometimes if you're listening on the internet, you'll hear the commercials go away for no reason and other things being played during the breaks, audio being queued up and that sort of thing. So nothing,
okay.
to be concerned of. No one was breaking, and that was just me playing an audio file here.
Okay.
But I have still had not heard anything, because that's the only thing that's the rumor is that the Ed and Elaine Brown household are currently under siege by the federal government. It's totally unconfirmed. No one has as of yet posted anything anywhere about this, so it could be just total BS. We'll, as we learn more, we'll certainly bring it out. Did you have any other thoughts?
That was it. I was just like, what the hell was that?
Thanks for the concern, Jeremy. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Walt. Oh, Walt's gone. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, but there is a news story on the WMUR.com website about a cop in Warren, Ohio that's on paid leave, mind you, after tasering a handcuffed woman repeatedly.
Mm.
Okay, Channel 9's website
Jeez.
Picked up that story. You know,
there was another one about an autistic boy that was tasered recently.
Yeah, they do stunts like that. Now, you talked to a cop yesterday about tasers and how these are a useful tool for securing compliance, okay, because then you taser them and it stings for a few seconds and then they comply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the
stings
way
like the Dickens,
put.
I would guess.
What?
Stings like the yeah. Dickens.
Well, I hope that if somebody walks around a corner and observes a confrontation between a cop and a human, and the human is shouting, let go of me, let me go, I know my constitutional rights, and the cop doesn't comply, I hope the cop you talk to doesn't mind if people taser the cop in order to secure compliance. Because after all, the cop did not comply with a directive. And if it's okay for cops to taser humans who don't comply with a directive from a cop, then what, how is that any different from a human tasering a cop that doesn't comply with a directive?
I don't recall him making the argument for compliance, for using the taser for compliance purposes.
Yeah, well, he did.
I recall him pointing out that it was only in a situation where the police are somehow threatened to some extent.
No, he said complying. You can play it back because, you know, all of these shows are posted on the Free Talk Live website there.
They are.
And so, yeah, you can go back and play that one back there. But the other point is that the cop even admitted that the underage drinking laws are bad laws.
Oh, yeah, right. he absolutely.
Well, now, he hasn't necessarily admitted that he was a cop, but as he's made it very clear, he's against a lot of these laws that are out there being enforced by the police. And so that guy is a perfect example of one of the good cops that if you went on your cop-killing rampage that you're always calling about, Tom, that you would end up taking him out. And there are a lot of other cops that are like him that do want to make a change, that do want to only be going after the real criminals, and that would be one of the casualties of your mindless rampage, Tom.
What I'm getting at, though, is let's say another cop is arresting people for underage drinking, and they shoot that other cop. The cop you talked to last night would be one of the first ones to go rushing in and try to arrest them for taking that necessary defensive action against an aggressive cop that was trying to enforce a blatantly unjust law.
I know there are some things, Tom, thank you for the call. I know there are some things that police officers do in the course of doing their jobs that they would rather not do, but they're concerned they'll lose their jobs and they can't make any difference at all. You know, if they're getting an order from one of their superiors, and that's the superior is present saying, you must do this, a lot of them have a hard time saying no. They try to make a difference when they're on their own, letting the kids just dump out the beers on the side of the road instead of taking them to jail, or just confiscating a little bit of marijuana instead of taking them to jail, that sort of thing. That stuff goes on all the time with police officers, but, you know, there are only so many things they can do in the parameters of their job. I'm not making excuses for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
just sounds like it.
I'm just pointing out.
I love that Tom turns you into an apologist for the police. It's great.
Well, I'm only pointing out that there are some good guys on the police squad. You know that I've said that many a time on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I know.
Okay? And so, I don't necessarily agree with everything that they do, but the fact is they're there, and you and I agree, Mark, that the answer is not to go on a cop-killing rampage. We have to figure it out nonviolently, and we have to hopefully change this damn system. Because if the system won't change, then inevitably it will come to violence.
It will.
And I know
Tom's the canary in the mine.
Yeah. I know Brad, and he's a good guy, and I certainly wouldn't want to be up against him, though I think if it did come to violence, someone like Brad would probably resign.
I would think so.
From his position. 800-259-9231. Let's go to William in Maryland. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. William, Maryland.
Hello? Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to continue our conversation from yesterday.
Okay.
But one remark I wanted to make really quick, though, about, what you were just talking about. You said people that are trying to use violence against cops.
Mm-hmm.
That's really messed up. And also, if I knew that someone was dodging taxes, I would definitely report them.
You're a little snitch, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But now, hold on just a second. What, when you think about taxes, what gives the government the right to get those taxes?
Oh, I don't want to get into this debate again, but all right, I guess I will.
Well, you made the statement that you would go ahead and snitch someone out and turn them over to a violent organization that would put them in jail for years and years. So, I mean,
right, because they wanted to keep the money there.
You've made an extraordinarily violent statement. If I came out and said that I would hire a hitman to come out and get you and pop you in the head with a 9mm, I should have to explain myself. So you've made a violent statement.
I don't
please.
See how a hitman is comparable to the government.
Well, do you pay a hitman to do what you want them to do?
I'm not really paying the government. I just
you're giving them taxes, and you're ordering them around. Sounds like a hitman to me. Sounds like you've got a squad of goons doing what you want.
I just tell them, and it's illegal, so they do it anyway.
Well, it's because it's what you want.
Yeah.
I understand.
Would you snitch someone out for smoking marijuana or doing something else that was against the law?
Oh, now you get to decide. You're the arbiter of what's right and what's wrong.
I guess.
People like William are inconsistent, that's just what they are. They're just inconsistent. They're unprincipled. William?
Yes.
So what was your point?
That wasn't really why I called. I just wanted to make that statement.
What, that you would snitch somebody out who wasn't paying taxes?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. Doesn't really matter to me.
Do you feel like you're
what
doing
if
it?
Somebody hurt you over snitching? What if somebody came to your house and hurt you because you snitched on their family member?
If one person is dodging taxes, then that just means I have to pay more tax.
Well, actually, there's about 68 million people dodging taxes. Now,
why didn't they need to go after those people?
What if the family member of that person that you snitched on came over to your house and hurt you because you snitched on them?
I think that I would call the police.
Well, I mean, you're assuming that you have the opportunity. Do you expect the police to protect you?
I believe in self-defense. I oppose gun control, so if I was an adult, I guess I'd have a gun.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
do you feel like a good citizen when you would snitch on? Would that like fill your heart with warmth if you were snitching on someone not paying taxes?
I don't really care about being a good citizen. It just ends up being more tax for me. So why should
get a backbone and stop paying them then?
Yeah, exactly.
If it bothers you so much,
do you like the war in Iraq? William, do you like the war in Iraq?
No.
Do you like paying for that?
No.
Yeah, why don't you get a backbone and stop paying for it? Stop supporting violence. Stop supporting this system that you don't even agree with it. You don't even agree with what they're doing and you're paying them. That sucks. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson, remind us, September 20th, 2007, gold 733.50-ounce gold coins could be purchased for $756.33, $372.95 for half, and $186.48 for quarter. That's $756.33, $372.95, and $186.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. So enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the wiki with over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. WIKI.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Excuse me, created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Hey, what's
my call.
On your mind, Bill?
Well, I want to clear something up really quick before I get into the heart of the matter. A couple of nights ago, I made a reference to Ron Paul and Bill Gates. I just want to clear the air that I was duped by a Washington Post blog that was kind of making fun of what would have happened if Bill Gates were to get behind Ron Paul. And the reason why the article took place was because the writer made a reference to Melinda, which is Bill's wife, is on the board of directors. So I kind of want to apologize for if I misled anybody. I'll take my my verbal bashing or whatever. So
well, it is not true. It was indeed a rumor, as it sounded like a rumor, and it was certainly unconfirmed when you'd called in that Bill Gates has not given contribution of Ron
Paul. And don't feel too bad. I've read stories that apparently were misproven, you know, proven to be false by Snopes.com, and I'd done it accidentally. So. You know, you're going to make mistakes now and then.
What else is on your mind, Bill?
Well, I wanted to let you guys know that you guys have changed my mind on an important issue once again.
Okay, what's that issue?
We didn't change your mind. You changed your
regarding,
mind.
Regarding net neutrality, I was a big fan of allowing the government to come in and basically control the Internet.
It
but
is tempting.
After listening about the decency laws that they're trying to pass, there is no way in bloody hell I want these people taking over my Internet.
Mm. Yep, exactly right. I mean, it would just be a very dangerous, slippery slope allowing the government to control Internet service providers more so than they do today, which thankfully is not that much today, as I understand
it. Well, what I find most interesting is, you know, they're talking about, you know, $250,000 fine for every obscene word or obscene photo. You know, if this were to trickle over to the Internet, we wouldn't have an Internet. People are doing obscene things all the time. I mean, yep. if you look at some of the social broadcasting networks like Stick'em and I guess Now's a new one, some of these people are doing some really, I mean, I personally don't condone or you know, I don't approve of what they do, but they
I don't approve of the vast majority of things I see on the Internet. I find a great deal of it extraordinarily horrifying, but what are you going to do? That's free speech.
Yep, and it's great. It's wonderful. The Internet is the best tool ever. I mean, it's fantastic, and the government would only ruin it. You know, I'll take my chances. In fact,
You like the scat porn, don't you?
Ew, no. if we get the government out of the Internet, if we get the government away from, for instance, mandating that Comcast can be the only cable company in your local area, then we'll have more competition, probably, in the world of Internet access, and that's only a good thing. The more competition, the less likely that any of these Internet service providers will bother to try to throttle their users' bandwidth. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Let's talk to Jeff in St. Louis. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Jeff, it's St. Louis.
Good evening.
What's on your mind, Jeff?
Well, it was going to be about the Jenna 6 thing, but down in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. I heard something about that.
What
today.
Is this?
It's a protest.
Well, I was going to talk about Ed and Elaine Brown.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
If something like that did happen, that would be all over the media in today's world. That wouldn't have...
Wait, if something like what happened?
If the rumors of them being stormed or whatever was
How would it be all over the media? I mean, there's nobody there. I mean, have you been to the Edeline Brown house?
No, I've seen news reports.
Right, I mean, unless the news media is camped out around the house
and
waiting for something to happen, and they are not. It's an, you know, it's a dirt, not a dirt road necessarily, but part
it's
of it
a
is
dirt
a dirt road. Part of it is.
Yeah, they're all covering O.J.,
whatever they're doing, they're not at the Ed Brown household.
But
so.
All I know is if Hillary Clinton does become president and she does try to pass her her so-called universal health care deal,
mm-hmm.
I may have to join them in their tax protest.
Wow.
Well, whatever it's going to take, everybody's got their line in the sand that the government eventually is going to cross as it continues to get more and more intrusive and oppressive, and they're just going to put their foot down and they're going to say, no, I've had enough. You know, we had William call in a few moments ago who said he said he'd snitch out somebody that wasn't paying taxes.
Yeah, I heard that.
William's a child, you know, and I...
Is he?
He said that he wasn't
an adult, you're right.
You know, And he hasn't had a chance to learn. Why in the world should the government be out there pointing guns at people and forcing them to pay for things that they don't want and not even answering questions? They won't even redress grievances
right.
to we the people.
It's madness. Jeff, thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. you know, he had said that, or you had pointed out that over 60 million people, estimated,
yeah,
are not paying their federal income taxes.
I've heard numbers like 68 million.
And
it,
he
it
just,
might be an exaggeration.
He,
I don't know.
I mean, it just showed his, he really showed his economic ignorance when he just spouted off as a response to that. Well, I think the government should go after them all. Do you even understand what that would do?
68 million people is like, they can't get all the illegal aliens out, and there's only 20 million of them.
I mean, you couldn't build enough jails to put those 68 million people
right
away.
And the fact that he says that it requires him to pay more taxes. First off, he's a child. He pays almost no taxes anyway. But it doesn't require you really to pay more taxes. The government's just going to spend all the money it gets and spend some more anyway.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to someone we haven't heard from in a long time. It's Corey in Sarasota. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corey.
Hello?
Is this Corey?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Man,
how are you?
Your voice changed,
awesome.
Corey.
What?
Your voice changed.
Did it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is it deeper?
I don't know.
He used to just go, you douche.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, make sure.
Maybe he's lucid. I don't know.
Yeah, you're more lucid now, I guess. Corey, by the way, for our listeners that are newer to the show, Corey is one of our originals.
Right, from the first year of Free Talk Live.
You were probably listening like the first week of Free Talk Live, Corey. You've been around.
Yeah, Dustin got me to like the second week, I think.
Something like that. And Corey used to always call in with sometimes really awful calls, sometimes sometimes amazingly brilliant calls. But
awful.
It's good to know that you're still out there, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. I have this really big problem.
What's
the problem?
I shaved my armpits today, and it was
horrible. Oh, you do have a problem.
Wait,
yeah.
Now, wait. Now, what did you shave them with?
Like a hair clippers.
Oh, so they're stubble?
Yeah, it's really horrible.
Is it pretty uncomfortable.
Is it chafing?
Not yet, because it's only been like an hour or two.
My best advice in this particular instance is hair conditioner and let that dry, and then go to lotion.
We're gonna have a sponsor coming on board that might actually be able to help Corey out pretty soon.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I would totally understand if women wanted to stop shaving their armpits.
Well, it's different though. Your skin builds up resistance to those things.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I mean, well, not all the time, but
what
I
do you shave?
Shave your
never mind. I don't even want to know.
Hey, this is why Corey's calls are so great, because he always calls in about some sort of personal issue for the most part, and we don't get enough of those calls today. In fact, Corey, hang on if you will, because I know you said you were going to a new college in the Sarasota area. Do you want to talk about that at all?
I was gonna segue into it, because not shaving your armpits. New college,
exactly. Very good, except I beat you to the segue, but still a good point. Hang on.
No, thanks for stealing.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up whatever you want, whether it's the issues or armpits. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. If you can hear with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Going to one of the Free Talk Live originals, for lack of a better term. One of our listeners has been with us from the very beginning, back in 2002, before we even syndicated. His name is Corey. He's in Sarasota still, and you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Still? It's kind of harsh.
Well, I mean, you're in school, so you've got an excuse, and there's still, it's a good thing. I mean, Sarasota's a nice place to live. In fact, if you're looking to buy a house, Corey, you can buy mine.
Actually, I'm buying out, moving in with someone who's buying a house, so.
Really? Has he already bought it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I'm desperate. Have him go to house.freetalklive.com and make me an offer.
Hey, the mortgage is only like $1,000 a month, and it's like 3-bedroom, and it's like right across the street from New College. So.
It is the time to buy. Oh, mine's in a much better neighborhood than that.
Yeah,
that
but he's
where's
he's
that at?
New College.
Down by Riverview High School. Anyway, no more time for that. Let's talk about why you called in. You were going to get to New College, and I've actually talked recently on the show about my experience at New College. I didn't actually go there as a college, but I had some I knew some people that that were going to the school, and so I've been on the inside of many New College dorm rooms, and I just always found it interesting and a little ironic how the New College crowd, sort of the, you know, granola eating, it's one of those liberal arts schools. And I always found it interesting that they all wanted to save the environment, but they couldn't even clean up their rooms. So what is it that you wanted to share with us?
Oh, well, I don't go there yet, but I'm planning on transferring there. And I just can't stand anyone I saw there. Like, they all drag their feet around like they're on cruise control or something.
Well, it certainly
horrible.
Has its own little society there, and I don't think that you necessarily have to fit in with them. It's a great school, and it has a great reputation. If you want to get that kind of education, it's a good place to go.
What are you going
to
go for? What's the major?
Political science and, like, history.
Really?
I haven't decided yet.
So you're going to grow up and be a historian?
We do a lot with a history degree.
What can you do with a history degree?
You
get a law degree, or you can be a professor?
You can teach.
That's what a professor is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Do you want to be a teacher? Is that what you want to do?
I can do that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna commit just yet.
You're certainly spending the money. That's a commission.
Yeah, well, is he spending the money, or is it mom and dad that's spending the money?
It's the people who play Florida Lottery. I got bright futures.
I'm not really sweating it.
There you go. Now what I understand about New College is it's one of these colleges where they don't really have grades, per se. Is it like pass and fail? How does that work?
Yeah, but it's hard to pass. I don't think
Yeah, it's like
case.
Pass and fail.
I
you don't
think
have to, like,
hard.
Pass, like, your really core classes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that you'd need for your major to graduate.
Don't you have to, like, write a, it's not like writing a paper, necessarily. You have to do some sort of a project,
right.
Don't you? Don't you have to, like, get with one teacher, and then you have to work out some sort of a project? Like, I don't know, it can be anything. The variety of things that you can do there in order to get a college degree are quite varied, and some of them are laughably simple and easy.
Yeah, there's, like, independent studies, and, like, get through a senior thesis, so...
Are you going to be living on campus?
No, God, no.
Oh, because I was going to say, there's a lot of good drugs at New College, so if you're into that, you'll find plenty of those available.
Not really.
Lots of good drugs and easy women at New College.
Stay that way, Corey. Do not listen to this man.
I can't... Like, one of the people there was wearing a kilt. Like, no shirt. Just a kilt. Like,
yeah, there's a
really?
Lot of hippies.
Really? You woke up and decided, hey, I'm just going to wrap a sheet around my waist.
It's their first semester away from mom and dad. You know, they're just beginning to dress
He's
themselves.
He's probably on LSD anyway, so, you know, it's just how the
He was
the
reading
is.
A book in the cafe. I guess he really wanted everyone to notice him reading a book.
Well, definitely keep in touch, man, and let us know how your college experience in the world of liberal arts goes. I'm very interested in hearing what it's like on the inside there. And thanks for the call, dude. It was great hearing from you, and call us again sometime, man. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. See, we remember some of our old callers. It's not like we forget everybody
we forget?
That calls this show.
How could you forget?
Let's talk to Nakaya in New Hampshire. Nakaya, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nakaya. Nakaya going once. Nakaya going twice.
Oh, he'll come back.
We'll try him back. Let's go instead to the amplifier line in Manuel in New York.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey
man.
What's on your mind?
Well, about all these stage readings lately, man, it's horrible, but I've read on a blog, I don't know if you read it or not, but a guy was saying that usually cops have to submit to being tasered in order to carry a taser. Well,
yes, it's true.
They don't want to have guns. You know what I propose.
I think some of them do actually get shot. Now, that'd be a question.
You put on metal vest?
Yeah, you put on the vest and they'll shoot you.
I have never heard that before.
I don't know how often it happens, but I think it has happened. Anyway, I'm sure our law enforcer listeners will be able to clue us in on that one.
Yeah, and speaking of vests, I know I saw a company that's making taser-resistant cloth. I don't know if you've seen, again, it's one of those blogs.
Yeah.
And apparently, I don't know because of law or not, but the company will only sell, guess who, to police and military.
Yeah, so
civilians are not allowed, I don't know if it's by policy or by law, to buy taser-resistant fabric.
Oh, I'm sure the criminal element in America won't have any way of getting their hands on any of this.
As though they're going to take that kind of precaution anyway.
Well, yeah. Probably not.
Most people get tasered have no idea that when they got up in the morning that they were going to go out and get tasered. Otherwise, they'd have stayed in bed.
That's true. Manuel, any other thoughts?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We're going to try Nakaya one more time here. I don't know if he's gone or if he's there, but I figured I'd just call for him once more. Nakaya in New Hampshire. Hello. Sounded like something was there.
Yeah,
oh, well.
Some noise.
Let's talk about Ron Paul. How about that? The Ron Paul Revolution, dailypaul.com.
Hey, we got in all those calls, and we never got to finish my straight dope story on taxes.
Oh, what, there was more to that?
There was, yes.
I thought we'd hit the relevant portions. Were there something that like was really important?
It,
that we should get to?
I don't know that how important it is. I mean, I don't know how important the whole show
is. Shilling,
as a matter of fact,
one shilling for an entire year was very small.
It goes into some detail.
All right, what else?
All right,
you feel like you must finish it. Go ahead.
Well, I felt like we didn't finish it, and that's all. George Grenville, who became Britain's chief minister.
We don't have to finish everything, but go ahead.
1764 said. To believe a national saying of 2 inches of candle was worth more than all the military victories of the 7 Years' War.
What does that mean?
I don't know. A national debt of £150 million horrified him, so he pushed through all kinds of measures to eliminate it. The tax measures hit the Americans much more softly than the Britons.
This was the UK's national debt, the Great Britain's national
mm-hmm.
debt.
Okay. Who faced not only new stamp duties, excises, taxes on building materials, but also lived directly under the eye of Grenville and the Crown. In America, Grenville decided to ease the citizens into their new revenue-supporting role. The Revenue Act of 1764, now usually termed the Sugar Act, was on its face simply a renewal of the molasses duties that Americans were supposed to be but weren't paying all along. In fact, the duty was reduced from 6 pence to 3, say from $4 to $2 per gallon of molasses. All these numbers are 1998 numbers, mm-hmm. the $4 and $2 per gallon of molasses. Cost in Philadelphia around half a pound sterling or $75. This is all his conversion stuff.
Yeah.
Or about 3% of the cost. The difference was that now the duty would be enforced. Americans opposed the act, ostensibly because the duty was more than the market would bear, but more likely because it was a direct attempt to raise money from the colonies rather than simply a regulation of trade within the empire. In any case, the attempts to collect the tax were largely a failure since American officials treated the collectors with hostility, and the smuggling rate for a gallon of molasses was only about a penny and a half, say, per gallon. So really they were paying more to smuggle it, or they're paying about as much to smuggle it as they were avoiding in taxes. They
just
for the didn't
principle
want
of not
to pay the
taxes. Okay.
Ordinary Britons, having made it clear through riots and vandalism that they would not accept more tax increases, Grenville looked for alternative ways of raising cash from America. The Stamp Act of 1765 imposed duties on just about every piece of printed material in the colonies, from licenses to wills to leases to playing cards.
And that was something they were pissed about too, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 800-259-9231. Make sure the rest of it's worthwhile, Mark. It sounds kind of interesting. 800-259-9231. And then we'll talk about Ron Paul and take your call about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Central CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a nice little program because, it, you know, we give you everything on our website for free, which is unprecedented in the world of radio. It's pretty typical for podcasters, but in the world of radio, nobody does this.
No, they don't give their – they charge for their
own. Certainly not the syndicated guys. Maybe your local hosts would give away their stuff for free. But syndicated hosts, they charge you $7 a month, $5 a month. We don't charge anything, and we ask you to voluntarily contribute to the program. And the money that you're voluntarily contributing, the $3 a month that you pay in for the AMP program, actually goes right back into advertising the show. So the whole point is to spread Free Talk Live, to get our show on more stations across the country. We're currently on 29 of them. We've got a 30th coming on board as soon as baseball season is over.
It's a secret, though.
No, it's not really a secret.
No? People know?
Cat's out of the bag at this point. It's right here in Keene. Keene's WKBK will be joining us for Saturday. So that's cool.
Well, now that you're announcing it, I can put it up on my blog thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much out. So, and your dollars really help us get on more radio stations. It really is making a difference. If we didn't have those 2,500 plus AMP dollars a month coming in, really, we'd probably be on one-fifth of the stations we're on today.
I don't think it's an exaggeration.
Yeah. So, help us out at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us and for you. You get a few perks as well. The AMP-only call-in line opens up to you and the AMP-only chat room and forum and more. Head on over, amp.freetalklive.com. Get some details and get on board. Let's go to the phones. We're going to try Nakaya for one final time. Nakaya in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, and hey, Mark. Sorry about earlier.
What were you doing?
I had to put the phone down.
Okay.
I had to leave my room for a second. But I was calling in because when I first tuned in tonight, I heard you guys actually defending police officers, which is a rarity, but I found myself agreeing with you guys tonight because I actually just spoke earlier with the lady that got me into activism about 10 years or so ago, and she's now involved with an organization of very good police officers called LEAP.
Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Exactly. And so I did want to reinforce that there are some good cops out there trying to do the right thing.
I think there aren't enough of them, but they are definitely out there.
I agree, and there's not many times you'll catch me jumping to the defense of police officers.
Indeed. The only time I tend to do it is when Tom calls in advocating that they all be exterminated. I mean, at that point, that's just insanity. So
yeah, that's a little extreme. Has anything more been said on the Ed and Elaine Brown situation?
Not that I can see. I've been monitoring the Ed and Elaine Brown thread over at nhfree.com. Nothing's going on there. I was earlier on one of the other blog sites about Ed and Elaine, so for all we can tell, it was a completely unsubstantiated rumor at this point. I'm sure we'll know more by the time morning comes around.
Okay, good to know.
Thanks, Nakaya. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, I know you really wanted to finish up that story here.
You don't think it's worth finishing?
Well, we probably should finish it. In fact, yeah, go ahead. Can you wrap it up in this
All moment? Right, I'll zip it up.
Okay.
Basically, the Stamp Act, it wasn't that much.
We're talking about revolutionary times and Great Britain and their taxes they were imposing on Americans.
Right, versus what the kind of taxes we have today.
Right.
It was the equivalent of 50 cents on a newspaper for a stamp, which is kind of high, or £2 sterling, which is $300 a day for diplomas.
Yeah.
Basically, Americans, however, reacted ferociously to the Stamp Act through official channels such as the state's legislatures, which were largely ineffective as far as what the king how things were done with the king,
mm-hmm.
and through private actions such as hanging stamp masters in effigy and burning and vandalizing the homes of officials involved in taxation. That's your boy Samuel Adams.
Mm.
Apparently, British officials never collected a penny.
I hope
the
it doesn't
Act.
Come to that. I really hope it doesn't.
No, and I think that that's sort of where it all went wrong.
But if so, now wait, they burned the homes of who?
They destroyed the homes. They didn't burn necessarily the homes of the stamp masters. The people that... Yeah, the tax collectors.
The tax collectors. Okay.
Oh,
so
burning and vandalizing homes. Sorry, it does...
Not necessarily the cops, but the
entire level bureaucrats.
Right, okay.
But gotcha. There weren't any cops. We didn't have cops back then.
Well, they were the redcoats, I guess.
The duty from tea was about 3 pence, say $2 per pound of tea. That's a lot of tea, by the way. Tea prices subsequently dropped sharply because of the Tea Act of 1773, enabling the East India Company to export tea directly to America, avoiding the process of selling to wholesalers in England, who would then export it to colonies. Win-win for everybody except American merchants, who were taken out of the lucrative tea loop by the establishment of this virtual monopoly. And this all came to a head in Boston, December 1773.
Which was the Sons of Liberty, again, Samuel Adams and his guys, right?
Right. And everybody knows what happened to that. All in all, the fuss was really not about the amount of taxes involved, and they were small, small amounts.
Mm-hmm.
We basically said that everybody in America got taxed the equivalent of $7.50.
A year?
A year. Yeah, that was what the equivalent tax was that we had a revolution over. $7.50 a year.
Right. So like a percentage of a percentage.
That's for a person who makes a laborer's wage, say $10 an hour. So, if you make $20 an hour, it's $15 a year.
Yeah. It's less than 1%. Less than 1%.
So,
and today we're paying over 50%. That's a conservative estimate. Over 50% of the money that we earn to governments, federal, state, and local. It is out of control, and it needs to be reined in.
Yeah, that's the summation of it.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Here's a quickie for you. And we'll talk Ron Paul maybe in hour number three. But this one from Streetsboro, Ohio. A northeast Ohio man is facing serious charges in connection with growing marijuana. Police say the man was growing marijuana plants in a field and took photos of the plants. There were 16 plants he allegedly took photos of. And he then took the photos to a CVS in town.
Okay.
Employees there immediately contacted the police, which I'm a little bit surprised of. I mean, I've heard of the photo processing guy snitching out people for taking pictures of their babies in bathtubs, which I think is really lame of them to do. But,
yeah.
I mean, this is also incredibly lame. I mean, the idea that you've got some marijuana plants in your pictures, why does that need to be reported to the police? There's nobody... I mean, you couldn't even make the allegation that someone was coming to harm there. Is there some sort of law that mandates that these employees be snitches on every single potential violation of man laws?
No, they're just good little citizens.
It's disgusting. Really, please, put down the film cameras and buy yourself a digital camera. They're so cheap.
Here's how it goes, though. The first guy gets the pictures of the marijuana plants there at CVS, and he says, "Look at these pictures, man. Can you believe this guy took pictures and then brought it here?"
Yeah.
And then, it gets passed around the store.
And then one of them decides
and
to
then,
snitch.
And then the holier than thou of them decides that we've got to do something about this.
He's a criminal.
Yeah. So
no, he's not.
Really what it is it's one guy wanting to show off how special he is by finding this great picture, and then it, you know, snowballs from there.
Oh, man. It's just so sad when these things happen. I mean, people, I guess they just don't think. You know, the guy that brought this roll of film in, he must have thought that he had some sort of privacy provision with this company. And
I don't know what he was thinking, but wasn't thinking very clearly.
Yeah, just not thinking, please buy a digital camera. They have disposable digitals now, don't they?
I don't know that they do.
They have them to where they're so affordable, there's no excuse not to get them. Why do you use film anymore? Why? I understand if you're an artsy photographer, you have reasons for using film. Like the photographer people, they have their laundry list of reasons. Well, I'm sticking with film. Forget that digital. It's too newfangled, you know, or whatever. Because there are certain effects that you can do with film that they haven't quite gotten right with digital yet.
Right.
That I can understand. But if you're just snapping photos, what in the hell are you thinking with a film camera? You got to pay for the film. You got to pay for the developing. What? Just go get a digital camera. It'll pay for itself after like 3 or 4 rolls of film. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind, Tim?
I was calling about two things. The first one is the HIPAA privacy law. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Has to do with medical. It's your medical records are secure, supposedly.
Is that what that
all
is?
All kinds of steps.
Yeah, it's I work at a retirement community, and for orientation, I've worked there for about 2 years. For orientation, I had to watch bureaucrats talk about this stuff, and it was really funny. It's like the HIPAA privacy law is HIPAA. It was in, I think, 2003 it came out or started or something. And it's like, you know, if you release, like, personal health information, you can get fined up to $250,000 for it.
Okay.
And, it's the most basic stuff. You know, if I said so-and-so has Alzheimer's, you know, then that's releasing PHI, personal health information.
Okay.
It's incredible. Like, I mean, the government forces that on places like that. You know, when I was watching the videos, this guy went on and on for like an hour talking about all the different, you know, loopholes and all this weird stuff. And, like, it was incredible to me.
So, you're not necessarily in favor of releasing people's private information. You're just saying that you think it's a little bit draconian as far as the punishments are concerned?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see the most basic things. Like, I mean, even talking with other employees. I mean, even
really?
Talking amongst yourself. Like,
so you're saying it goes a little too far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to be in, like, a different room from the other nurses and stuff like that. You know, I just do maintenance work outside.
Why don't we just let the hospitals and the providers set their own rules instead of having this one-size-fits-all government policy? More
definitely.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Gasoline.